animal you could think of. We've got Ayrshires, Shorthorns, Frisians, Jersey, Guernsey. We've got the, what do we look at, like Cobb County, it wasn't the Bollywood like. And then he got the sheep, we used to have Kerry, and Hampshire down cup. And then Mrs. Yaffe had, well, she had the Lord Breasted Bronze Turkeys, and she had Ancomas, Leghorns, Rhode Island Reds. It was like a rare breed farm before his time. Old Freddie never believed in tractors, like.
Really?
No, we had two big horses, we had a Shire and a Clydesdale. And then there was two Welsh ponies and this donkey, like. And we did all of the work with the two horses. And the ploughing, all the bank used to come to the ploughing for us, like. And then we did all the, worked all the ground with the horses and did the planting with the horses. And then they used to come and cut the corn and come round and thrash it for us after. And then about 3 years, a old friend of mine, he said, oh, Dan, he said, you want to start again? I said, no, not now.
Yeah.
And then Nigel, Owen's partner, like, he kept asking questions. He was keen, so I thought, well, a couple of eyes. And give him one, and I'd have one, and a bit of interest, like.
Yeah.
And then he got close on 14 now.
Never.
Yeah, escalated it.
Yeah. It's a brilliant hobby, though, isn't it?
Well, we showed the Temple show, and of course, my daughter Owen, like, she's keen on it as well now, like. And we showed the Temple, and she come first, and I come second.
Never! Oh,
brilliant. So, I'll never forget that day. I went to work, like, because I lived in Temple then, like, I was only, I think I was about 17 when the donkey died, like. And I invited to work every day, like getting there at 7 o'clock in the morning to do the milking. I come by the old one, I just have to look over the edge, and the poor old buggy's dead, like.
Right.
Of course, they never had any children. And of course, her animals were children, like, you know. And I told her this donkey, you know, buggy was dead. God, she went to pieces, like. And I said to her, I said, after the doctor's atonement, and like, you know, the natural are supposed to come and fetch him. I said, oh, no, Albert, she said, you'll have to bury
him.
So I cried with her.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. And of course, when she said, I said, I'd get the mare and dash her down onto the river, like. And she said, oh, no, she said, he picked his spot. Well, it could have been a worse spot, and it would have been brown the apple tree. It looks like that, like, you know.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, they're happy time. I was 17 then, and that was Freddie. He was the last farmer to live at the church house, like.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then this was the archdeacon himself, like, Michael Parker.
Oh, right.
And he went on to become the Bishop of Bradford.
Gosh.
But every year, well, for about 3 or 4 years, they came down, the boys from Birmingham, like.
Yeah.
And they'd be, what, 12, 14 year old, like 15, perhaps.
Yeah.
They used to cycle down from Birmingham, about 30 or 40 of them, 30 to 40 of them over a fortnight.
Yeah.
And they stayed under canvas, and it was really wet because of the time, like this. We used to put them in the granary, like.
No.
I used to sleep in the granary.
Gosh.
Yeah. And the chaplets at Bishop's Barn. Just over the road from the church. He was one of the actual boys that used to come down, and he saw that much of it. He bought the old barn, and then he converted into a house.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's a happy time down there.
He had that?
Yeah, that was a good old village camp.
Oh, right. Where is that then?
It is in the orchard now. When you went to the churchyard, you look straight in front of you.
Yes.
That's a bit there, like, on the riverbank, very old orchard then, but.
Yeah.
Of course, they won't be knocked out since then, yeah.
Mm.
Well, it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
And then the old granary at the farm, that's been knocked down, and that now is the extension on Peter's Cottage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they had the bricks settled, and